Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body-mind-spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, comes from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I've said that before, but I have to tell you, it's gorgeous out here.
It is beautiful up here, too. We're only 3 hours north of you, but it's beautiful, and it's still a little cold.
Yeah, it's crispy. It's crispy, but, you know, for all of you, those of you who are in snow or in the sun or in the desert.
If you're in Boston, I'm sorry, I shouldn't whine.
Really. Or Canada somewhere. It's beautiful here, so we'll send that out to all of you.
Yeah, we'll send you some psychic sunshine.
There you go.
Well, so we have a great show today. Speaking of psychic sunshine, we're going to be talking about self-love and consciousness. I bet all those people in Boston right now, they've had like over 100 inches of snow in the last 3 weeks. So they're probably staying home and loving themselves as best they can.
Aside from
engaging
all the
connotations, self-love to stay warm.
Well, I had one client who called me from there, and she's like, you know, there's not much else to do here except do internal work. So it was like, I thought I'd call you, and I went, okay, we can work with this. So yeah, sure, go inward. There you go. And it is about self-love and all the information in the morphic fields about being okay to love yourself and all that that stirs up, like putting yourself before others. And, you know, there's all kinds of things that get tangled up in this, don't you think, Joan?
Yes. And my experience has been when I am aligned with consciousness, when I am not only acknowledging myself as consciousness, but I'm sort of fully lined up. My little will is aligned with my higher will. And there's no formula for that, really. But I mean, I have this amazing experience of presence. I have this amazing experience of being in love with myself, in love with life, and in love with consciousness. And not always in that order, but it's just
right.
You know, and it's this inner radiance that we all have and that we all can access.
Well, we want to talk about going within, loving and liking oneself. A lot of times what comes up is that critical voice, and we want to be able to hear it constructively and what the dynamics are behind it, and letting go of the emotional triggers that so often are hooked into that critical voice, and all the different ways to just embrace being alive from a place of enjoyment. And that is our birthright. If you're going to show up on planet Earth, It's finding our way back to that, I think, and that's what you're describing. And for myself, you know, it's just being, there is such a presence of bliss, and it can be very boisterous, it can be very vibrant and dynamic, and then it can just be just this heartwarming sense of, ooh, everything's okay, and there's no judgment in it, and it's a wonderful way to live. So I recommend it for everybody.
Yeah. Well, so we're going to be diving into that today. We're going to be rolling around in self-love, but a few... we also, I mean, we love hearing from you guys. So, you know, join us on Facebook and on Twitter and give us your suggestions of things for us to talk about. This month we've had kind of a theme of love because, you know, it's February, so it's, you know, it's Valentine's month. But we're open for all sorts of other things. If you've got some stuff you've been musing about and you want a broader perspective, you can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, or you can join us on Facebook. We are Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet is our group on Facebook. You can join the group and join the fun. Or you can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And you can just mention us and send us your questions, and we'll answer them on the air. We'll give you 15 minutes of fame. We'll mention your name and say how wonderful you are.
And that's not too hard to do. We're happy to share. And what do we got cooking this month? I have a website, janetandbeyond.com, that's new and out. And check it out for me. Email me back. Let me know that it works on whatever platform you're seeing it on. I also have my 10 top tips for enjoying life, including and not limited to the following 28. So I'm more than willing to share in what I have found that works after, I must say, I've had a lot of life experience. And so it's pretty impressive that I show up as I do. So
your blog, tips. Your blog is out on Blogger. If they go to Janet-Barrett. at blogspot.com, they can see your groovy new gorgeous blog.
Right, and we have quotes, we have all kinds of different things I'm starting to offer on there. So you've got a subscribe button there if you'd like to receive it, and you can get $25 off your first session with me if you'd like to talk one-on-one and figure out what's going on in your life. And Joan, you've got some great stuff you're doing.
Yes, I have a special going this month for the sessions that I do. If you book a reading, I will send you your choice of one of the paperbacks I have out. I have Tapestry of Time, which is actually, it's fiction, but it's the sexiest transcendence ever. It's transformational fiction, and it's also erotica, so that'll keep you warm on winter nights. And or you can get my book, Mystic Musings, which is a compilation of the about 4.5 years of the blog that I've had going for 13 years now or something like that. And you can get all the information about my stuff on my website, which is joan-newcomb.com. You can find out the sessions that I do. I do intuitive readings, so I take a look at you energetically and see what's going on in your life, and I can answer questions. I can also do energy sessions. Janet has more training in a lot of other modalities. I have a couple of trainings in a couple of modalities that I combine. And so there's that. And I also do coaching. So a conscious mastery coaching, which empowers you to navigate your life as consciousness. So those are the groovy things I've got going, too.
Got it. And we're all fascinated with life. So yes, there's lots of different approaches to it, lots of different systems. And none of that is important, and it is, or it is as important as you give it credence. And what we both do, though, is we show up and we allow your information to be present, and we look at it with you and go, oh, okay, well, what if this could be different? And we invite you to play along that way. And you'd be surprised if some people can register stuff that happens right there in the moment, which is always so lovely. And then it's often plays out over our perception of what time is. But we both look to honor you and appreciate how you show up in your life and just take a couple of different approaches with that. So we look forward to interacting more one-on-one with you. So
you are an expert in your life, and we just facilitate the transformation. So as consciousness, you're creating this, and we facilitate it. Well, so we have to stop for a commercial break. But mm-hmm. stay tuned, because we're going to talk more about self-love and consciousness and all that sort of stuff in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet. And we are talking about self-love and consciousness.
Ooh, yeah, there you go. To be conscious of self-love is one thing. Well, how many go that way? That's interesting, isn't it? How we organize information in our world.
Well, so what I was experiencing with self-love and consciousness is I talked a little bit about this earlier, but it's like when I'm lined up, I have this amazing sense of presence within myself. I am present within myself, and I love myself. It's almost a maternal love. So I am loving myself. I am loving my personality aspect. I love myself and my imperfections and my foibles. And I am aware of myself as consciousness, which is the greater aspect of me. So it is, it's like, it's trippy. It is the best high without any substance to have that experience.
Well, I think when you're holding that state, and there's different degrees of it, in your experience of it, you know, I don't think you always have to be in those states of bliss where time and space stop, you know, and there's certainly that perspective of it. And then there's also where you are like, whoa, you know, I could cut my finger off and, you know, I would be just fine. And you have those moments too, you know, it's like, oh, that's okay. And it's, everything is just okay. And you don't really have an attached concept of yourself. You don't feel yourself so much in the limit of, oh, you get that. You understand that the body is serving as a centering mechanism for your consciousness and your experience of consciousness, as opposed to the be all end all kind of thing. And I think it's looking how to integrate that in a day-to-day experience is what we're talking about in being present, and how to be present, and where that has a place in lifestyles today. And it's not something that you just save to sit on a pillow and meditate. We take the timing out of that. We just go for the state of what that is. You spend your time in that state, and their information shows up so that it's a constant flow during your day. It's not something that you save for in the morning and then maybe at night. It's something that is with you all day long, and you start to make choices in being present and in that state of love for yourself and for others. You see them free of the stories that they're projecting, and we all know how we can love someone but not like their behaviors, because those are different things, and they're related maybe, but they're different things, and it's just a different way to navigate through the world. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it very much.
So, Do you want to take us deeper?
Okay, well, I can try that one. Sure. Thank you for asking. Okay, everybody. So, yeah, because this is good stuff that you want to be able to use. There is the mystic that sits on the pillow and life is bliss. And then there's the walking meditation. There's the mystic that is in and operating and in the goo of life. And I think both you and I embrace that point, don't you think, Joan? I mean,
yes.
For us, it's a play at work. So everybody, just whatever you're noticing going on in your life, just hold that awareness that it's going on in your life. And at this point, in this part of you is going to pay more attention to us, and in yourself, it's going to pay more attention to yourself. And diving board comes up. So just see, picture a diving board off the back of your eyes and line yourself up and just do a lay back. And just lay back and allow yourself to just feel no difference between the air and the water and just go, 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 go. And come back, and you're up in the heart field of the heart, which has an emotional terrain to it, certainly. And we welcome it, and we notice it. And so just notice what's there for you today in this moment. And don't have to judge it. You just go, oh, yeah, I was noticing you. All right. And just keep going into the core, into the essence of unified consciousness. There we go. And as you do this, more often you do it, it can become that quick and simple and easy. And you can be at that place and answer the phone and do what you have to do. But now you have access to information that is coming through a congruency of heart field, of emotional field. You can sense in yourself what's motivating you. You can sense in others what's motivating them. And we just embrace and play from this place. Yeah, there we go. And for some, there's some constriction. Holding yourself in that awareness can at times feel constricted. You're getting past, you're getting through how you've limited yourself. Now just notice it. But if you do develop a chest ache, that's just notice it. It's just information. We're playing on the layers and the levels where you're just information, light, and resonance. So notice those things that have felt constricted at heart. Notice how you feel constricted at heart. And it's just information. You don't have to change it. You don't have to solve it. You don't have to save it. It's just information. Lose your attachment to it. There we go. Well, that's feeling better, Joan. Okay.
Yeah, it feels really mellow. It feels calm. It's like the monkeys are quiet. The chattering the monkey mind is. It's like they've been given a bunch of bananas and they're happily munching away.
And they have one in their hand.
Yeah.
And in the other hand.
One for all four hands.
Hands. Exactly. They got their supply going. Okay. There we go. Well, what would it be like to self-love? Self-love is where you have enough bananas. Yes. There you go.
And actually, self-love is when you know there's enough bananas.
That's
that there is
right.
That it's an abundant universe and that there is
right.
Enough.
Right. Because some of those little monkeys, they would hoard, right? And there is that nature sometimes. So just relax. There's nothing to hoard here. And that's really important, is that there's more than enough to go around. And maybe that's part of what people sense is lack of love, lack of self. And we're talking more about emotional, egotistical
well,
ego
any,
stuff.
Anytime, right? Anytime you feel a lack, anytime you feel a limitation, Every time, anytime you feel like it's something unattainable or it's a source outside of you, all of that is, you know, from this body, physical, you can say ego, I say body personality realm. And it's not connected to consciousness. It's not alignment with source. It's not coming from the essence of who you are, the greater part of you that's both inside you as well as surrounding you. So those are some clues that if you're feeling that a lack or desperation or any of that kind of stuff, you know, if you can just drop it and redirect your focus, you know, if you can do like what Janet has led us to, which is closing our eyes and turning within and dropping down into heart space, it's all of that just dissipates. And in fact, I was noticing as I was following along with what you were doing is that you really, when you're in there, you know that all is very, very well. You know that everything is okay. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing because, you know, you get off the hamster wheel and, you know, you stop trying so hard and you start accomplishing more. Everything that you, it's really true that everything that you really need is inside, and that doesn't make you a narcissist or an egotist or anything like that.
It,
if anything, it makes your relationships better because it opens up space.
Well, I think the key is everyone's got ego, right? And ego means sense of self. And we're looking for this non-controlling, dogmatic ego. We're looking for one that's like, oh, okay. And your sense of self is allowed to get expansive. Your sense of self is allowed to learn. Your sense of self is allowed to try things and not so categorize it in the, oops, we'll never do that again, you know, realm, as opposed to, oh, if I do it this way, this happens. And there's just different ways we encode information in learning and being. And so it's okay to have an ego. It's just we get into the egotist realm where it's, and the narcissistic realm where it's that before anything else. And we're not talking about that. We're talking about being open and non-judgmental in that state of grace. And there's what I'm feeling right now is just this lovely sense of, oh, I don't have to try so hard.
Yes.
That's really very strong.
Oh, and yeah. So, you know, if you didn't have an ego, people couldn't notice you or couldn't tell you, then we would all be the same. So, you know, the ego aspect of our personality is kind of our thumbprint. And it's a way that it gives us a vibratorial difference. And so you can have fun with ego. You can enjoy your ego. I mean, you know, your favorite stars on TV, I mean, if they didn't have ego, you wouldn't find them interesting. So, and I was thinking about narcissism really is, you know, it's all about me. But if you go really deep within, there's terror. Usually narcissists have had something majorly traumatic happen to them at about the age of 6. There's a vacancy or there's a vacuum or you know, that's when,
or they didn't learn to share. They didn't learn to share. You know, it's, that training is that child. We do learn to share. There is a place where, oh, okay, here, you can have it too. You'll enjoy it too. But then so often there's this, oh, this is my toy and I get to determine when you play with it or not. And okay, you can play with it, but only when I tell you, you can play with it. And that's present a lot. So that doesn't feel good either. So that's just information over there. So just notice these things. What we're also tapping into is the critical voice. And we all know about the critical voice. We all probably have one, and sometimes they're composite of. And it's being able to, this time, from this space, notice the critical voice if it comes up that's got some kind of, and we all know what criticism is, even if we don't know the words, we've got the feeling of it. And we're just going to look at it. Let it just be information. And so in order to do that, we have to undo the emotional hook. on how you feel, because you feel something in that response. And so we're going to disconnect the feeling and see if we can do that a bit here. And then it's just information. And if I'm not personally invested in it, now it's just information. I don't have to feel it, because that those voices came out of the deep as that child of some experience. And that those words may have been interpreted in certain ways that are truthful or not truthful, because we didn't have all the information. We just felt something, and the feeling shut us down. And our lack of height and our lack of maturity and all these other things shut us down in order to process that information, because we would never do that as an adult, right? So we've got all these assumptions and all these feelings, and they're just cluttering up. And we're going to just say, stop. Take that out. Now, from the wisdom, and allow the critical voice to speak. Was there fear? Was it cloaked under the cause of love? You know, and you can feel parents who do this all the time. They love their child and they say something and trying to be helpful when it's really not interpreted that way. So we're going to clear all that.
Well, the other thing is that we all have a cluster of cells on the left side of our brain, which they're designed, it's our organizing ability. So, you know, it helps remind us that, you know, we need to, that we need to get dinner started at a certain time, or that we have a meeting tomorrow that we need to prepare for. But where the voice in our head comes from is that we can weave together two completely opposite pieces of information into a whole story. So that's where the distortion comes from. But underneath the critical voice, intent of it is to keep us safe, but it keeps us in a rut, you know. So it keeps us spinning our wheels or doing the same thing over and over again. And that's the distorted sense of what is safe, as opposed to breaking out of the pattern and moving forward.
And then there's also when people did intend harm, right? And we're not questioning that at all. Everybody was clear that that was an abuse. And so you're imprinted with that. And the key is how to unlock the imprinting so that something else can show up. And we get to look at how we are in our world and within ourselves by what shows up in our world, and how our collective experiences validate our biases and what we think life is all about. So this is all about in being present and being in this place and space, that we can hear those things, feel those things, notice those things, and just take a different approach, a fresh approach with it. So that's what grace is about. Warmth, support, non-judgment.
And I invite people to also to step into viewing things as consciousness. Mm-hmm. So when you see things as consciousness, then it gives you a different perspective of those voices going on. You don't take them seriously. You can give them crayons and send them into the other room to play. you can put them in the car seat in the back of the car, and then you're driving. You know, you're driving is consciousness, and it gives you gives you a different way of navigating life, but also it opens up infinite choices for you.
Loving ourselves as consciousness. Mm-hmm. What would that be like? We're describing it. And for all of us and all our listeners, what would that be like to you? So often we can do it for others easily.
You can say, what is that like for you? Because we've got everyone dropped down into heart space now.
Right.
So if we say, what is that like? We open the door for it to be happening right now.
In this moment, in your sense of yourself. Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. I always think when we reach these points, it's like, you don't have dead space on radio. And I'm like, it's not dead space.
There's so much life going on here.
You can see someone flipping channels. It's like, there's nothing going on. But it feels really good.
Yeah, we understand and appreciate that this is kind of a different show for radio. And we invite you to be okay with that. This work is for the individual, right? And this is why we ask that you tweet your friends and everybody, but not everybody in your world is going to understand this kind of work, and that's okay too. So we appreciate that it can feel like you're alone, but here we are in a collective, and Joan and I can certainly feel, and I'm sure there's lots of you out there that feel what this feels like. That what if we all just took a pause in the critical voice and just let it go over there? How many world leaders, how many individuals, how many people are thinking of something? Right? We just all loved ourselves. Now, some of us don't know how to love ourselves, and they don't know what this means because they have issues with the word love, and I think that's probably true. I think there is a lot of clutter in the field about what that is. And you just let it define itself. I think out of the deep, each of us knows what love is. And if we allow it to be real, and we allow it to be what we express today for each other,
you know, I was going to touch on what you were saying about, you know, a lot of your friends out there may not get what this is, and those of you that are listening, you know, you're attracted to this energy because you are one of us that is on the leading edge. So, you know, you may have been weird. A weird kid when you were in school. You may have been different. Nobody got you, but you know, you danced to a different drummer, and you know, your uniqueness is what makes you special. Your uniqueness is what makes you lovable, and so you know, your peeps are listening. You know, you are our peeps. We're your peeps, and the other thing is that you are a gift to this planet because you're on the leading edge helping humanity evolve. You that are getting in touch with consciousness, that are aware of yourself as consciousness, you are helping everyone evolve and get to that space of experienced consciousness as well. Yeah, it might take your mother till the next lifetime. You know, it may take your cousin, you know, a while to pick up on this, but just know that as you're stepping into this space, you are actually creating a ripple effect to the world around you. So welcome and congratulations for being here.
Yeah, notice that. We all may be listening in different places, times, and spaces, but we're all connected. And we're all allowing that connection to be real. And whether that's your personal experience or whether that's your consciousness in action, which is all the same thing anyway, just what degree of awareness you hold in it, it's real. So we welcome you and thank you for joining us. And as we find that it's time to come back out, just notice what you're experiencing. It's real. It doesn't have to hurt. It doesn't have to be anything except feel okay. And that sometimes is the degree of self-love you go for. Well, I'm okay. Well, that's incredible. So just notice that. And as you come back from beyond, back into your emotional terrain, notice it there. Notice that it seems a lot more quieter. Take a breath. And come back. And come back a little more. No, it's there. It's always there. It's not something you lose awareness of. It is always at play. Just to what degree of awareness you're holding it current. And it's always there. And just that's an act of self-love, is to understand that no matter what you feel you are, you are this. And you are much more than this. So just come back. Come back as much as you want. Bring back with you into your awareness what you want to come with you. And as you reposition yourself in your body, in mind, and spirit, we're consciousness at play, consciousness enjoying itself in being you. There we go. All right. So as you come back into your day, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, or if you're going to go to sleep now, just enjoy. There's a lot of quiet out there, Joan. It feels very nice.
Yes. Well, they've finished loving themselves and they're having a cigarette. But,
Oh, okay. It's worth a good smoke or two, I guess. Those are smoke signals going up. That's all that stuff you don't need. See, when you bring love into play, what do you give up? What do you joyously give up? That's the key. Just notice how good you feel, everybody. And we'll be right back.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm Joan Newcomb, along here with Janet Barrett. And Janet and I are leading edge creators in the field of consciousness technology. We've been talking about self-love and consciousness.
Joan, how is our time doing?
Well, I just want to remind you that there is no time or space.
I got that.
But to also let you know that reality is different in radio time, and yeah, that it doesn't always match up with the clock. So
I'm like, whoa.
I'd say 13 minutes if that. But
okay, I can. All right. So yeah, this is interesting, people. So, what we're tracking is we have a timely matter we're supposed to be on this show with, and we kind of have this scripted our time. But what happens often is we get into these states, and time expands and contracts and does all kinds of things. And I have to offer you that you may be noticing in your real time, wherever you are, that something is kind of different. In this act of self-love, time went all over the place.
And now it's 16 minutes, but you know, when we are playing in this realm of consciousness,
oh my gosh,
You and I know this, is that you, when we play in this realm of consciousness, you know, time actually expands and contracts.
Yeah,
there's a transformative aspect of being dropped into heart space that does not make sense to the outside world.
Well, it's like being dropped on your head. I think our poor sound engineer is like, oh boy. Okay.
Well, he's been kind of having a day of it anyway, I think. So,
yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay.
I'll tell you something. You know what? I'm originally from the East Coast. And so when I moved to Seattle, I was always 20 minutes early wherever I went. And Seattle's from the West Coast, is on the West Coast. So everybody's 20 minutes late. So I'd be sitting around for 40 minutes. It took me 10 years to slow down to being on time and not have a complete panic attack about being on time. So believe it or not, I'm a lot more relaxed about time, even though I still can get real rigid about it. And I have an internal time clock that will get me up at the precise time I ask it to and things like that. But that's within this realm of time and space. That's another thing that is about limitations. And consciousness is expansive and transformative. And you know what? You can set your stopwatch to 60 seconds and have 10 minutes of experience in there.
Well, that's the truth of it. Something we have to, okay, this is so obvious, everyone. So something happened. and that's all I can tell you, because I'm looking at different clocks at different times on my desk and going, all right, my stopwatch says one time, my wall clock says another, and my sound engineer is saying another. And it all feels, I don't know what it feels. So I'm going to just sit here for a moment and take it away.
Okay. I will fasten your seatbelt, boys and girls. So I'll tell you, I've had these major experiences of being in love, in that not, I mean, I've had experience of being in love too, but I mean, in terms of being filled with consciousness, as consciousness, and experiencing this amazing love. And the first time it happened to me, the way I felt it was I was in love with God, I was in love with life, and then I was in love with myself. And it was in that order. And then the second time that kept up for like 9 months to a year or something. And then the next go round that I had, it actually dissipated when I got into a relationship and I fell in love. All that dissipated. The next time that it happened, it was the other way around, where I was in love with myself, I was in love with life, and then I was in love with God. And I had this sense of appreciation of who I was, how special I was, and how adorable I was. It was, and I was 50. So it was all the same love, but it was a different perspective. And what's happening now with that is it flows in and out, and I will have these states of flowing in and out, and it's much more balanced. There's not that outside inside aspect of it that is going on. And the other thing that will make it go away is if I try to turn it into a formula. If I, you know, rub my belly and tap my head, that it's not going to happen the same way twice. It is more about keeping moving forward with this exploration, doing the things that we talk about, like dropping into heart space, changing your perspective, being as consciousness, stepping away from all those limiting concepts and you know, not operating with fear.
Well, I know for me, in my experience, I think, well, because I've lived 60 years, you know, whatever that's worth.
Yeah,
but the concept of self-love was just that, self-love. And I felt it as much as I could, right? Or whatever I thought self-love was at that time. And I took a class on the embryo and consciousness. And this teacher, Jop, he's just, oh my God, he's just outrageous in how he challenges everything. He's just wonderful. And he's Dutch, and he taught for 42 years biology and embryology and he had a massive background in what it was, what it's about, those first 11 weeks of conception and forward. And they took the footage of showing the egg being united with the spermatosa and this whole story. And of course, everything's nice when you put music to it, la, la, la. And we watched this clip of this egg and the dance the sperm does around it. And conception can take 5 to 24 hours. And it's the egg's receptivity of the sperm that decides which sperm gets to create conception. And all of a sudden, there it was. This sense of self-love that I had created that moment, those 61 years earlier. And I got that there was no excuse, that there was no blame, there was no victim about being alive. That this was a conscious act as consciousness to embody. And it changed my life. It just took all that away. No victim, no fear, no resentment. No, the emotional just went, whoom. There it went. And I also got sick for 7 weeks with whooping cough out of that class. So there was a process time to that experience. And I invite people, we do the best we can with whatever we have to work with. And so whatever your sense of self-love is, great. And it, what if it could be enriched? And what we're talking about is all of us have these experiences which are unique to us and sometimes can seem like, oh, well, it was a group experience. We can have that. But that awareness that you are alive through choice. It was a great class because, you know, he was sharing that 80% of don't live birth, 80%. So 20% of any are birthed us. So there's so many places where something else could have happened or stepped in.
I didn't quite understand the percentages you just... What?
Yeah, this is huge.
So you're saying how many times...
80% of conception, 80% of fertilized eggs...
They don't stick.
No, right. They abort. They abort right. Naturally. Something doesn't happen for the next thing to happen.
Okay, and that's, you've now royally freaked out. Well, Chris, we're not going to have any Republicans watching this or listening to this. Any Catholic is like...
natural. I did say natural. Something happened.
You know, you won't notice that, folks. You know, you'll just have your period. Except that you'll probably feel...
Yes.
You'll feel really guilty and have your period.
Oh,
but
gosh.
That's just a total biological thing. Your bodies... Yeah. Female
or
bodies.
Miscarriage. Something happens. Only 20% only 20% are birthed. So, you know, you go, oh my gosh. And he had done all the vitro studies for Holland and stuff. So this guy, he had all the lab, he had all the information. And you go, oh my gosh. And so I haven't been the same since. That was, whoa, okay, I know. There's no excuse. I showed up because I wanted to be here.
Right, exactly. You know, it is a choice. It is like the experience that I had because I've had years of like suicidal depression and things like that. And one of the things mm-hmm. that really pulled me out of it was realizing that life is like swim time. You know, you know, why get out of the pool before swim time is over? And so as consciousness, you know, we dive into this experience, and the point being here is to have fun and be joyous. And when you're talking about, you know, eggs not sticking, so to speak, and all it those are potentialities for mm-hmm. for a body to start forming. Mm-hmm. And that's what they are. They're just, it's potentiality. And for whatever reason, that didn't stick. It's got nothing to do with the being that is in the process. Well, it does a little bit, but it's not the being that is in the process of adjusting its focus to come into form. Now, the thing I noticed before conceiving both of my kids is that there was an amazing buildup of love. And you know, there is stuff going on in that marriage. And there wasn't actually, the energy of love wasn't real present a lot. But, I mean, there's a lovely person, but there is addiction. And the energy of addiction is the opposite of love. Mm-hmm. So to feel this building up of energy that ended up popping into form as my two kids, really, and that is the energy that preconceives conception, and and that's who we are, is that we are these vortex of love, you know. And how would the world be different if each of us stood within our vortex and radiated love outward? And that's not, you know, pink colored glasses, you know, ooh la la, I love puppies and kittens and big eyed paintings. That's us standing and radiating out the energy of creation, the energy of manifestation, you know, as well as compassion and all those other things we'd call love.
And it is not dictated by what's going on in your life.
Right.
It is free of that. It is how you can be in love, you can be love, and the surroundings don't matter.
Yes.
And the way that shows up doesn't matter. And so often we put this hook on this. Well, if you loved me, or if I loved myself, this, or this. Nah, that's the trap. It's you can be love. And that's it. That's the bottom line. There's no condition on it. And that's the fallacy that we generate about love, unconditional love, which leads to conditions. But, you know, we get caught in this conversation that is so distracting. Love is love. That's it. And either you don't put any condition on it. And so it has no conditions. We just take it from that realm. We just look to see what we experience. And what would it be like if the rest of your day was filled with those moments? It's just love. So I think we're catching up on our time here, Joan.
We have 6 more minutes that we can chat.
All right.
And so we can stretch this out for as long as we want. We'll drive our
make up for the short
crazy
minutes last week. So, yeah.
So yeah, and you know, I was having this experience as you were talking. Some people might notice it's like that Janet does most of the talking, and I'm just sitting back there basking in the radiance. I am here, but
yes,
other things
sure
are going on too. And the, you know, this world is one of dichotomy. This world is one of distortions, because it's going to seem like a distortion, because anything that's not consciousness is a distortion. But consciousness is pure, radiant love and light. So when there's something denser there, which is a body, and also what is dense, which is emotions and personality, there's going to be some kind of distortion. It's like running energy through a stained glass window. You know, the sunlight's going to look different on one side of it than on the other side. So think of yourself as sunlight. But it is all love, regardless of the light and the shadows of it. I had something else really profound, but it just evaporated from my head because, hey, you know, if you get to a certain age, and I don't know where I put that thing down, so it'll
it's
come back after
there.
You get right. So yeah. I want to remind folks a couple things here. One is that we do love hearing from you. You can join us on Facebook and Twitter and give us your suggestions of things to talk about. You can find us on Twitter as Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. You can also follow us. I said Twitter. Yeah, that's on Facebook. And you can follow us on Twitter @Joan and Janet. You can follow me on Twitter Joan Newcomb, JoanNewcomb. I have a lot of fun on Twitter. You'll see so many pictures of corgis and and historical pictures of things too. Also, our websites, mine is joan-newcomb.com, and you can get in on my special for sessions this week this month, you can get a free book if you book a session with me. And Janet, your website is?
janetandbeyond.com. So you can check it out and see what you think. Let me know. And I look forward to hearing from you.
So
we made it. We got self-love going.
Yes. So everybody go out there and love yourself, and you won't go blind.
Oh, well, maybe in one eye it might get a little twitchy, but that's okay. You know, and that'll get you a whole different audience. They'll think you're flirting. Oh, wow. Yes. What would it be like to flirt with people without attachment and without them being disturbed by it or led astray by it? Right? I mean, we flirt with so much in life. It'd be nice to have a little lighter energy around it all. So let's see. Everybody, let's check in. So what if we just, maybe what we did is we expanded time.
We did, but it's now contracting.
All right, everyone.
Can you do this in 60 seconds or less?
We are at 60 seconds or less.
Right. No, we're now at 30 seconds. You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And this, I was Janet Barrett. I still am. I still will be. There you go.
And now and forever, Shelby. We'd like to thank you for all joining us as Consciousness Expressing and Evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.